CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 10th of May, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB Board Liaison Roles Announced. Women in Amateur Radio and STEM. A message from the RSGB President at the 2026 AGM. Each RSGB Board Director has a liaison role between the Board and specific aspects of the Society's work. This focuses very much on the work done by RSGB volunteers in committees, groups and teams, as well as by the honorary officers and champions. In a role swap that had been planned for some time, Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, will become Board Liaison for the RSGB Regional Team, and Nathan Nuttall, MM9OCC, will become Board Liaison for the RSGB Youth Committee. New Board Member, Graham Smith, G4NMD, has taken on responsibility for the exam portfolio, previously held by retired director, Ben Padgett, GM0ONX. Other roles and responsibilities will be announced shortly. In the interim, if you have any doubts as to where to direct an inquiry regarding a board liaison matter, please contact Board Chair Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, to find out more or to see contact details for each board director, go to rsgb.org/board. This year, International Women in Engineering Day takes place on the 23rd of June. It's a celebration of the amazing work of women engineers across the globe. People who have an interest in amateur radio often work in careers related to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM. STEM subjects can be an effective way for the RSGB to introduce amateur radio to new audiences and young people. To mark the day, the Society is planning to share stories of how amateur radio has helped female engineers in their lives and careers. The theme for International Women in Engineering Day 2026 is Engineering Intelligence, and is an opportunity to recognize the women engineers who solve complex challenges and help drive change. Are you involved in a research project? Perhaps you are designing something new or reworking a project to make it more accessible to others. Maybe you're part of a team that is analysing data to find a solution to a problem. Whatever your story, the Society would love to hear from you so it can help to inspire future generations of girls and young women. If you'd like to share your story, please send a photo and a summary of what you have been doing to Charlie Oscar Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk by the 31st of May. Membership sits at the heart of the RSGB, and at its AGM in April, RSGB President Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, shared a message on this important topic. During his video message, Bob spoke about the wide range of services that the RSGB offers its members. He went on to explain that the Society is reviewing its membership offering and how that will be implemented in the coming months. This important message is available for all radio amateurs to watch via the RSGB YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/the RSGB and select the RSGB 2026 AGM playlist to start watching. Remember to share this video with your friends, local club, and the rest of the amateur radio community. The BBC has announced that the Droitwich transmitter on 198 kHz will be permanently closed down this year. The Scottish longwave transmitters at Birkhead and Westy Glen will also be turned off. The Droitwich transmitter was commissioned during September 1934. These transmissions have always been part of our lives as radio enthusiasts. A date has not yet been formally given, but the BBC is committing to providing 2 months' notice to listeners. The RSGB and the BBC Amateur Radio Group are planning to mark this occasion on the air. More details of how this will be achieved will be available soon. Please email contestclub@rsgbcc.org if you would like to register your interest. Remember to listen out for the stations that are taking part in the Mills on the Air event today. Radio amateurs on the air from a wide range of interesting locations and are keen to take your call. And now for details of rallies and events. On Saturday, the 16th of May, East Midlands Ham and Electronics Rally will take place at Beckingham Village Hall, Southfield Lane, Beckingham, DN10 4FX. The doors will be open from 10:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. Free car parking is available behind the hall and traders are invited to set up from 7 a.m. Hot food and refreshments will be available on site. For more information and booking details, visit echomikeechoromeogolf.uk/rally. And Dunstable Downs Radio Rally will be taking place on Sunday the 17th of May at Stockwood Park in Luton. The boot sale will be open to traders from 7:30 a.m. and to visitors from 9 a.m. The entrance fee, which includes car parking, is £4 per vehicle. Find out more at dunstabledownsradioclub.org/boot sale. Now the special event news. Special call sign, Hotel Golf 333, Delta Echo Bravo, will be active from the 15th until the 24th of May to celebrate the city of Debrecen in Hungary. Listen out for activity on all bands using CW, digital modes, FM and SSB. More information, including details of awards that are available for working the station, is available via QRZ.com. And Antwerp Port Contest Club, ONAAPC, is active with special call sign Oscar Tangle 26 Echo Papa India Charlie to promote this year's Antwerp Port Epic Cycling Race. Look out for activity until the 25th of May, QSL via ON8JJ, CQRZ.com for more details, including how to view a live stream of the event on YouTube. Now the DX news. Pascal F8 NQV is active as Charlie November 2, November Quebec Victor from Morocco until the 17th of July. Look for him on the 40, 20, 17, 15 and 10 meter bands using SSB. And Tom VK2 TBC is on the air as Victor Kilo Zero Tango Bravo Charlie from KC Station, Antarctica, until December. He operates using SSB and FT8. Updates from Tom's station are posted at vk2tbc.com. Now the contest news. Today, the RSGB 70 MHz CW contest runs from 0900 until 1200 UTC using CW on the 4-meter band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. Also today, the UK Microwave Group Millimeter Wave Contest runs on 0800 till 1700 UTC. Using all modes on the 24, 47 and 76 GHz frequencies, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 12th, the RSGB 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 until 1855 UTC using FM on the 70 cents band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday the 12th, the RSDB 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC using ALMOS on the 70 centimeter band, the extended signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 13th, the RSDB 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 until 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 centimeter band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday the 13th, the RSDB 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 until 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 centimeter band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 14th, the RSDB 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchanges, signal report, serial number and locator. The RSDB 144 MHz May contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 16th and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 17th of May. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator, UK stations also send their postcode. On Sunday the 17th of May, the RSDB first 144 MHz Backpackers contest runs from 1000 till 1400 UTC, using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator, UK stations also send their postcode. On Monday the 18th of May, the RSDB FT4 series contest runs from 1900 until 2100 UTC, using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where concerts are submitted, the exchange is your report. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 7th of May 2026. We had another mixed of HF propagation with a KP index of 6 on one day, and then 3 days later a KP of less than 1. The index hit 6.33 on the evening of Monday the 4th of May, sparking aurora and poor HF conditions, but by Wednesday the 6th of May it was back down to 0.67. So you can see why it's hard to predict what HF conditions are going to be like, with ionospheric propagation being driven by the geomagnetic status rather than the solar flux index. According to the CDXC Slack group, DX worked over the past week included TZ4AM in Mali on 10 meters, CW, T31TTT from Central Kiribati on 12 meters and 15 meters FT8, XQ6CF in Chile on 17 meters, CW, VP8A on the Falkland Islands on 60 meters, CW, 3B9G on 20 meters CW and TL8BNW from Central African Republic on 40 meters SSB. So there is DX about if you hunt for it. Interestingly, all of the above, apart from T31TTT, were on southward pass, perhaps reflecting poorer conditions on polar pass, at times due to the elevated KP index. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain about 115 to 130 with calm geomagnetic conditions for the first half of the week. However, unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the 15th to the 18th of May with a possible KP index of 5. With 5 sunspot groups visible on the sun's surface and active region 4419, the source of 2 X flares on Friday the 24th, of April, now about to turn back into Earth's view, it's anyone's guess what could happen next. As we enter mid-May, we are getting closer to summer HF conditions, so sporadically on the higher HF bands, lower maximum usable frequencies overall, but perhaps 40 MHz staying open all night, are all features to watch out for. Also, look out for 10-meter bands offerings to Southern Africa around mid-May and parts to South America during early and late evening. Now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The current period of weather seems to be a mix of weak high pressure and low pressure systems vying for dominance. Therefore, it implies a mix of radio conditions will share our attention with weak tropo from ridges of high pressure, but no big highs on the chart, and frontal rain bands or heavy showers bring a chance of rain scatter for gigahertz operators. The prospects for meteor scatter may remain elevated for a while since we've only just passed the peak of the Eta Aquarius on Wednesday the 6th of May. Remember, the early morning hours tend to be best for meteor activity in general. The aurora alerts have continued to provide a glimmer of hope, but mostly for weak enhancements, so look for a KP value of 5 or greater and signs of watery sounding signals on the HF bands before turning the VHF beams to the north. As we move into the early parts of the sporadic season, it will become the mode of choice for us during the next few months. The general rule is to check for the two main periods of activity in mid-morning and again late afternoon or early evening. Listen for strong signals on the 10-meter band from Europe, and then, as the event develops, the higher frequency bands will open up too. In a strong event, the 2-meter band can even show up sounding like 20 meters. However, early season events tend to favour the 10 and 6 metre bands. EME. The moon is past minimum declination and increasing, giving lengthening moon windows and increasing peak elevation. Path losses are decreasing now after apogee on Monday the 4th. 144 MHz sky temperature is low all week until Saturday the 16th of May when the sun and moon are close in the sky. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website, and includes email addresses and website links where known. This is my usual shortened list of local news. Event only for the Southwest, centred on Bristol and Mendip, and all of Wales. Starting with the Southwest. On Tuesdays from 7:30pm, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society meets at the new Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SP70PL. Exeter Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month at America Hall in the Sunnylands Room, De La Rue Way, Pinhoe, Exeter, EX48PX. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of the month, from 8pm at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, Lord Somerset, BS20 8JT. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 10:30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30pm every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club. Thursday's meeting includes a presentation entitled Tiny Tim, Setting Up a Home Electronic Lab. And for Wales, Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 7pm at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End, CF32 9. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30pm at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30pm. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society, on Friday, the Society is meeting at Isluin High School at 7pm. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7pm in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cumbrian and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7pm at Hentley's Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. On Tuesday, Halkin Radio Group has a social meeting at the Britannia Inn from 8pm. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14-6EA at 7pm every Tuesday. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club meets at the Boathouse Hotel, Holyhead, on Wednesdays at 7pm. Flanestley Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7pm every Monday. Newport Amateur Radio Society has a club meeting at Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall on Thursdays from 7pm. North Wales Amateur Radio Group, there's a meeting tomorrow, the 11th. It includes a presentation by the Air Ambulance. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustred Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 and 9pm. On Tuesdays, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society meets at the Portable Cabin next to Sarin Hall, SA18-3LN, from 7:30pm. Also on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night, starting at 7:30pm in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo, November. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10am on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be opened after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.